Your grandmother
did? My great-grandmother. That's my grandmother's mother. Her name was Elizabeth.
Did you ever know your
great-grandmother? No, I didn't know her, because she died when I was like 3 years old. Mm-hmm. When Mama said she loved her, she just liked me to just sit on the little porch. She had a little one-room house. Mm-hmm. And she was so short. And she sit on the porch, her feet, you know, that's where we got our shortness. Sit on, and her feet would be on the ground. And I sit right side of her. But I can't remember 3 years old. Uh-huh. I couldn't remember.
What about your father's parents?
Well, I remember one of my father's, one parent of my father. That was his daddy. Uh-huh. But see, his mother died when he was 2 years old. And so he came up on the stepmother, and Grandpa was a Union soldier.
A Union soldier?
Uh-huh.
Where was he from?
He was from Africa. He came over from Africa, but he was a young man, young boy. And so he joined the Union.
Uh-huh.
He joined from Illinois, come down to New Orleans. And then he scouted all around to that, from New Orleans all around to, he got to Shreveport. Mm-hmm. And he was stationed in Shreveport. And that's where he married my, war was over.
Is that your
son?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You were telling about your grandfather?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's where he got married, didn't he?
Yeah.
He married Mama, Papa's daddy in Shreveport. Well, that was, war was over then. I think the war, Civil War was over by 65, wasn't it?
I think so.
Uh-huh, well, that's right. That's right, that makes it right. And he married her. And then they came down here to Rogue. And that's where they raised the children. And so he was a woodman. And he boated wood down Rogue to Red River, and it was sent down to New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
That's where he made his living.
Do you remember him?
Mm-hmm. I remember him well. He died in 29. He just died in 29. I remember him well.
Could he?
I grew up under him.
Could he still speak one of the African languages?
No, he had a little dialect, but Grandpa Moore's Spanish or something. He was kind of, I think he must have been from Angola, Africa.
Uh-huh.
Between Spain and southern part of Africa.
He was part Spanish or he could speak?
Well, he didn't know any Spanish language, but he kind of spoke a kind of little dialect, like. Mm-hmm. But,
there are any of the old timers here that were, when you were small, that were born in Africa? Were there many people like that around?
No, I don't believe so. Because what I know now, they're gone. Mm-hmm. I was room with a lady, her mother came from Africa. But they gone now. That whole family just about gone out now. Just like ours, not any of our family left much.
Did you ever hear of the ones that had come from Africa having, say, different superstitions and different customs and so forth than the
mm-hmm.
ones who had been here?
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't hear anything like that. Sure did.
And tell me about your husband. He's still living?
Mm-hmm. He's still living.
How old is he?
He's 76.
And where was he born?
He was born in Winfield.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.